We turn now to the major increase in U.S. arms exports under President Obama. As Saudi Arabia continues U.S.-backed strikes in Yemen, and Washington lifts its freeze on military aid to Egypt, new figures show the majority of U.S. weapons exports under Obama have gone to the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. Saudi Arabia tops the list at $46 billion in new agreements. William Hartung writes that even after adjusting for inflation, quote, the volume of major deals concluded by the Obama administration in its first 5 years exceeds the amount approved by the Bush administration in its first full 8 years in office by nearly $30 billion. That also means the Obama administration has approved more arms sales than any other U.S. administration since World War II.
To talk more about these figures, we're joined now by Bill Hartung, director of the Arms and Security Project at the Center for International Policy. His latest book is Prophets of War, Lockheed Martin and the Making of the Military-Industrial Complex. He recently wrote an article headlined The Obama Arms Bazaar, Record Sales, Troubling Results. Welcome back to Democracy Now!, Bill. Talk about the numbers. Talk about the weapons. Where are they going?
Well, I was astonished in researching the article that Obama had sold this much. I mean, I knew there were record deals with the Saudis, but to outsell the 8 years of Bush, to sell more than any president since World War II, was surprising even to me, who follow these things quite closely. The majority, 60%, have gone to the Persian Gulf and Middle East. And within that, the Saudis have been the largest recipient of things like U.S. fighter planes, Apache attack helicopters, bombs, guns, almost an entire arsenal they've purchased just in the last few years.